We're going to start the program today with the ongoing turmoil and uncertainty in Haiti following the assassination this past week of President Jovenel Moïse in his home. There are still many unanswered questions surrounding the assassination, but so far, two Haitian Americans have been detained along with several former members of Colombia's military. Just yesterday, Haiti's interim government said it asked the U.S. to deploy troops to stabilize the country and prepare for elections. But today, a senior Biden administration official told NPR that there are no plans to provide U.S. military assistance at this time. We wanted to understand how Haitian Americans are responding to this week's events, so we're going to head to New York City, home to one of the largest Haitian communities outside of the country. Rico Dupuy is the news director of Radio Soleil, a Haitian radio station in Brooklyn, and he joins us now. Rico Dupuy, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Daniel, for having me.
Of course. First, I'm curious, what were your thoughts when you heard the news of President Moïse's assassination?
Disbelief. That night, I went to bed and I closed the door to my room so that the air could stay in my room, and I didn't have my cell phone with me. I left my cell phone outside. So around 5:30 or a quarter to six, I heard something that sounded like a phone call. I wasn't sure, so I got up, and then I realized that there were so many calls to my phone. Some of them started as early as 2 a.m., and then I turned on the radio, a radio station in Haiti, and I could not comprehend what they were talking about. They were talking about assassination, and I didn't know what they were talking about. But the tone was somber. I realized that something big, terrible had happened in Haiti. And eventually I found out that it was the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. And my goodness, I could not believe that. I am one of the fiercest critics of Jovenel. If you realize, I don't call him president. I call him Jovenel. I never call this guy my president for a number of reasons. But my goodness, nobody foresaw that end. Nobody wanted that end. It feels like the country is just so exposed, so vulnerable. So it is shock, and it is that is the reaction of basically everybody. No one wanted Jovenel assassinated.
Well, as we mentioned, Haiti's interim government asked for U.S. troops to come in and help stabilize the country. Is that something that you would want to see happen? And also, I'm wondering what your read is on what Haitian Americans would like to see happen now in the immediate term.
Well, remember, the United States has been the country for a number of years. And I don't even think the United States have to be have troops on the ground to help stabilize the country. The influence of the United States in Haiti, I mean, it's total. So whenever you hear the United States or the Department or anybody telling you, well, it's an independent country, we are limited. No, the United States has total influence in Haiti. There is no leader, nobody becomes president of Haiti without the support and the acceptance of the United States. That is a reality. Everybody knows that. And so the United States doesn't have to invade or send ground. They just have to send a clear, determined signal that this is the direction things have to take. So no one expects Haiti to come out of the mess that it is without the support or a change of course, of policy by the United States. That is the reality. We just hope that when they change course, they change it the right way. They side with the proper side. And I hate to say that has not been the case, because Jovenel was supported by the United States. As you know, the United States keep insisting for election to be organized by this year. I'll tell you, this is insanity. We're talking about a country where when you leave your house, you know you leave your house, but you don't know if you're coming back.
And speaking to that instability in Haiti, this week a New York State Assembly member who represents a large Haitian American population told reporters that she's been getting a number of calls into her office from people afraid for their family members back home in Haiti, and that she expects people will start to request political asylum in the United States. Are you hearing similar stories?
Well, in Haiti, everything is possible. Yes, there's some truth to that in the sense that people expect things to get worse before it gets better. On the other hand, they expect that the international community cannot sit passively and allow this descent into the abyss. So something somehow will come. And as I said before, all the United States have to do is to send a clear signal that Haiti needs a reset. There are things that will not be accepted anymore. The gangs have to understand, because the gangs had, they had a leader, they had a chief, and that chief was Jovenel Moïse. That's exactly what it is. So whether or not that will signify to the gangs that time is up, I'm hoping that's the case, and that probably would prevent the scenario you just mentioned to materialize. Yes, there's that fear there that we could have a descent into the abyss, and of course that could cause an outflow of Haitians looking for protection via. They would go to the Caribbean, attempt to come to the United States, and so on. Yes, I hear that.
That was Rico Dupuis with his view of the situation in Haiti right now. He is the news director at Radio Soleil, a Haitian radio station in Brooklyn. Rico Dupuis, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.